today on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Gotta love them over there. Seriously, if you need to take your grow to the next level, Smith Indoor Garden, the place to go. They got everything you need and then some, plus the knowledge to go along with it. So go check them out, Smith Indoor Garden. Well, a 58-year-old guy named Michael Dosa went to an Applebee's in Washington State 2 weeks ago, and he was asked to show proof of vaccination. The county requires proof of a COVID vaccine or a negative test to enter the restaurants and bars. And that's the rules that they laid out. Well, Michael didn't have it, so he flipped out, and he was asked to leave. Like, all right, sir, you're going to need to leave now at this point. A bartender escorted him out, but once they were outside, Michael began yelling at the bartender and waving a meat cleaver over his head. Then he lunged at him. Wait, hold on. I feel like we missed a major part of the story. Where did he all of a sudden get a meat cleaver?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
So, because, right? Like,
big knife, man.
How I laid that out was he was in there, got mad, escorted out, yelling, and then meat cleaver. It didn't say he went to his car. It didn't say he grabbed one on the way out. No, all of a sudden, he's swinging around
he's
a meat cleaver.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that meat cleavers are terrifying. You know, if you can throw it. You could chop with it. Oh, it's just...
I feel like being hacked up by a meat cleaver would be a rough way to go, right?
You know. And there's something about it, like the way it looked. Like, if you got a meat cleaver in your hand and you're not a butcher...
Exactly, right? Like,
something's bad going to happen.
Even at your home, like, it's like, why do you... That meat cleaver is aggressive. That's an aggressive... I mean, aesthetically, you know? In a kitchen, it's like, ooh, this guy knows what he's doing. He's got a meat cleaver. But other than that, you look like a serial killer.
I barely use the big knife that comes in that wooden block. You know, it's only like a Thanksgiving knife for me.
It scares me enough. I hold that thing. I'm like, this isn't going to end well. This is how I do it. This is how I lose my finger right there. The bartender was able to slam the door in his face and no one was hurt. Police later tracked Michael down and arrested him for assault. Michael even admitted to threatening the guy with the knife, but he said, quote, he didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he did. Threatening people with a massive knife.
This is America. I thought I was allowed to swing around a meat cleaver and go, hey, buddy boy. It's unclear where he got the meat cleaver. So I guess that's the big question. That's what we're all going to ask is, okay, did you have that thing just hanging out in your waistband or your pants? Okay, what's more dangerous? A gun just flapping around in the waistband of your pants or a meat cleaver? I think I'm going to say the meat cleaver
Cleaver just flapping, especially if they're like big sweatpants, you know, it's got room to flop around.
Chopped your penis off. How'd that happen? Well, I was wearing baggy sweatpants and was running. Jeez. Meat cleaver there in the front. What are you doing?
I got cleaved, man.
I got cleaved. Anyway, he's going to jail for a little bit, which is probably
good.
Smart. So
it's probably a good thing. Put it down, man.
Let's put the meat cleaver down, all right? All right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.